This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that got from CBS Television City to the HeadGum Studio in about 35 minutes.
That's, dude.
Clean, too.
That's gnarly.
Clean and legal.
Yeah? No, now so, you be
there
honest.
There was some yellow lights that may have gotten run. You know what I mean? There were some shoulders that may have gotten driven on.
Robin is racing, bud.
It's fucking, you know, it doesn't matter if you get here by an inch or a mile.
You got to get from a W is a W, my friend.
I got from point A to point B.
As a crow flies.
You see it.
On the interstate.
If you don't like it, you can suck D's.
I just called it the interstate. Do you ever call it the interstate? Or is it always
not.
Freeway?
Texas, yeah.
It's a Midwest thing?
It must be.
People give me shit for calling it
yeah,
the interstate.
Yeah, it's got to be because in Texas, you don't... Texas is too big to think of it like as an interstate. It's just the freeway.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You have to go 9 hours before it's like an interstate.
We call it freeway in Oregon, too. We never got an interstate. Why would you go to, we hated California and you would never go to Washington except for fireworks. And that was the whole story there.
Oh yeah, that's where you got to go get them, huh?
We should jump right into it.
We can.
We're playing with a shot clock today, baby. Sean Jordan right there. Sean S. Jordan on Twitter.
What up?
Sean Cougar Mellon Jordan on the gram.
You, every time you get it right.
We're seeing a lot of those. Mm-hmm.
Lots out there.
A lot of copycat accounts. Mm-hmm. Marissa Mars Melnick on the ones and twos, producing the hell out of it. Cool shoes on.
She
what
got
are those?
A nice Canadian hello.
They're like the microbead ones.
Oh, she's got those Nike microbeads. Feels like you're walking on what, like a crunched up bag of rice cakes.
Or sand
is another. She said or sand. Right. I'm still coming down. I have so much driving adrenaline.
Yeah.
I'm still coming down from
my heart. My heart's racing all fast.
My heart will go on. Also in the studio today, we have Shea Serrano.
What?
Author of the Rap Year book. Author of the new book, just out right now. I'm holding it in my hand. This is an audio medium. There's no reason for me to be doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but you can feel what you're doing. You can feel the
called
feel
Movies and Other Things. Mm-hmm. Illustrated by, of course, by Arturo Torres, Arturo Draws. At Shea Serrano on Twitter.
Correct.
Are you on Instagram?
Yeah, but I barely use it.
Yeah, yeah. I never use it either.
Is there
I
one
do lurk on it.
Is there one that's just for you? Like that you don't use for social media, so you just kind of use for you like you would if you weren't using social media as a platform?
No, if this wasn't part of work,
you wouldn't be
I
on
wouldn't be on the internet at all.
My Instagram I use just for me.
It's kind of the last one for me where I'm like.
I follow national parks, sneaker websites, and like food accounts, and that's it.
Skateboarding and basketball
for me.
See,
I follow The Ringer
yeah,
and Laramie, my wife, and that's it.
That's perfect.
Everything else is going to cause trouble.
That's exactly the sneaker. I've had to unfollow some of them because I found myself dipping into way too many Sneakerville and kind of staying there.
Purchasing. Ah,
well, because you see them and you're like, I should probably get those. And then you get them. And then you just have a wall in your spare room that's all fucking sneakers that you've never worn. I have like a pair of Air Max 95s that have snakeskin on them. And then I have another pair that also have snakeskin on them. And when am I ever going to wear that?
This is very much a conversation that only happens when you're rich.
Yeah.
That's all that it is. Me and my poor friends are not like, did you buy some shoes you're never going to wear today? And I'm like, no, I still have the ones I've had for 3 years.
It's my theory is, now to turn it back around, is because I'm a heavier dude, is that the way I express myself is through buying sneakers that I'll never wear.
Oh, now I feel guilty.
Yeah, yeah, you should.
Okay. See, right? He's a master of that. She can do it too.
Awesome.
You're like, damn, there's a lot of shoebox. Yeah, my cousin died. What do you want?
One of them's got his ashes in it. You want to go flip a couple of those off?
I made a pair of dunks out of him, bro.
Emotional judo. It is my
And then
discipline.
There's an Emmy tucked behind take a look at sneaker boxes now.
What's this doing in here?
It's so funny. Oh! It is so tight.
I seem to have misplaced it. I don't know. I earnestly don't know what to do with it or where to put it.
Melt it down into bullets.
How many do you have?
I have one that I got to bring home. And okay. then the show has like 12 now.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Or something crazy like that. But I got one at home. It's been on the bar cart and then in my closet. And now it's next to the sneakers.
You have to wait for a relative to die, and then you melt that down into bullets, and then you use it to avenge their death.
What if it's just like
a heart attack or something? Yeah. You just kill
the doctor who didn't say
just shoot a steak. You just go to Sawgrass and
shoot a bunch of salt.
Just walk into an old country buffet and just pop it off into the lighting. We are gathered here today, not only to just chew the fat, but also to draft IMDb runs. What was your name for it?
Stretch Runs.
Stretch Runs.
Yeah, yeah. This was a few years ago, back when Grantland was still open, so at least 4 years ago.
Rest in power.
I wrote an article about, which was basically this idea, you know. Yeah. This person had a very strong run over like a course of consecutive years, and I just thought it was really cool, and I never forgot it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happened Ian had the same idea when he messaged me, and I was like, I know exactly what you're talking about, and I would love to do this.
We connected.
This is one of my favorite things to do, is like just dig around and sort of nerd out.
It's amazing. In researching this, and I'm sure you did so much of this for the book, again, movies and other things available now. You can get it, buy it from your local bookstore, buy it from one of the bigger ones, just buy it. Doing all the research, it's amazing. Some of the runs people went on are like fucking crazy. And then some of the runs where there's just like a couple bad movies in between.
Right.
Throwing it off. Otherwise, it would have been like this flawless.
That was a couple times I was just like, ah. I got so pissed at a couple of them. And a couple even I might have talked myself like, that's pretty good. That was a dope movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Much Ado About Nothing was like, that's pretty good, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I do have a couple that are for me where I'm like, personally, these are dope. Like, these are dope. So I'm stoked to see what everybody has to say.
I guess we'll find out as we pick. But before, Sean is somebody who likes almost every movie he sees.
Yeah.
I'm kind of in the same boat.
Yeah, you are. You're the closest of anyone I've met. I don't have hard opinions on a lot of stuff, which is kind of a cowardly way.
That's good for podcasting.
Yeah, I mean,
just like everything at all the time.
It's the vibe I've given as the dumb positive person on this podcast.
We did a live. What were we doing? A live show. Was it in Denver where somebody said that?
Denver.
To you?
Yeah, I've brought it up on the last three. I opened up bagging on you, but this is just funny to bring up. But yeah, some girl walks up and she goes, "I don't listen, but from what I gather, you're like the dumb one."
Oh,
like
awesome.
Sam, dog. Yeah. I mean, you know, I graduated Lincoln High School. I had a dream I didn't graduate high school last night.
Damn.
That's what I dream about.
She really got in your head.
Yeah. Dude, she's still kicking
poor
around
thing.
In there. Playing highlight in there.
I'm playing tricks on you. So we're going to be doing these stretch runs. So it's like consecutive movies that an actor made.
Mm-hmm.
Use the end of gender-neutral actor term.
Yes.
No directors. We're not doing that kind of stuff. No producers, but God bless you, Michael Bay, or Jerry Bruckheimer.
God, that would have been, yeah.
Yeah, it would have been real tight. Also, we will be joined at some point by Bree Pruitt,
yes.
who got stuck in that fabulous Los Angeles traffic that you saw me wheelmanning through like I'm Gosling. Now, to determine the order of the draft, the two of you will play a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors.
All right.
And we throw on shoot. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh, rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Damn it.
Shay wins. Shay, as the winner, it is incumbent upon you to determine the order of today's draft. But before you do that, I will remind you it is a serpentine draft.
I don't know what that means.
Excellent question.
You said that like I should know it.
Sean's got you covered.
Okay.
It's kind of like when Axl Rose used to dance. You remember that? Where he'd move his shoulders to the left, kind of marinate for a minute, and then he'd kind of move them back to the right. Kind of chill out, kind of go back to the left, then kind of go back to the right.
Oh, okay.
I should have stopped at the to the right.
That Axl Rose did not cut a hole in the ceiling and parachute into the
Axl
studio.
Axl and Bree both stuck in traffic
both
right now.
Both of them are stuck in, but Axl is coming. The microphone flag fell up. So, Shay, basically what it means is if you pick third in the first round, you pick first in the second round.
Yeah.
With that in mind.
That's what I figured.
From the Axl Rose.
When you said that, And then you did Axl Rose, and then I got back to confused, and then now we're in.
Yeah, I mean.
All right, I got it now.
If we take you on a long walk, but it gets you there.
We get
you know.
There.
We'll land the plane in any weather.
All right.
So what will the order of today's draft be?
I want to go first.
All right, Shay's
I want to make sure that I don't lose my first pick.
Perfect.
God, fuck, dude, I know what it is,
you think
too.
You do know what it is?
No, you have no idea.
There's a super first pick. There's super first
pick. There's a
pick.
Couple. No.
Fuck it. All right. I mean,
no, there's no way that anybody's picking my first pick, but I just want to make sure. So I'm going first. Ian, you can go second.
Hell yeah.
Because you have an Emmy.
I do have an Emmy.
And I'm here.
Sean, you don't have an Emmy yet.
You get to go third.
It took me a while of living in LA to realize I won't have an Emmy. I'm not a writer.
You won't have an Emmy. You could kill me and steal mine.
There you go.
I wouldn't. What?
I don't know.
I can't believe that even came out of your mouth. And then Bree,
I'm sorry for suggesting that.
Will be fourth or ninth or whenever she gets
here. I bet she'll get here by then.
She will. Yeah, we'll see.
But before that, we'll be right back after a short break.
This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Wondery. The early 2000s was a breeding ground for bad reality competition series from shows like Kid Nation, CBS's weird, like Lord of the Flies style social experiment that took 40 kids to live by themselves in a ghost town. Sounds insane. To The Swan, a horrifying concept where women spent months undergoing a physical transformation and then were made to compete in a beauty pageant. Also sounds insane. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Recently, The Big Flop looked at The Swan, a competition show between women who were hoping to transform their physical appearance. The problem, the women were isolated for weeks, berated, operated on, and then were ranked by a panel of judges. Unsurprisingly, it led to trauma for the contestants and terrible reviews. Follow The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus. This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Policy Genius. Now, something you can really do for your family this spring, something you want to do. Sure, you want to go get in shape. You want to learn how to do the splits. You know, you got to redo the bathroom. One thing you can do, that's all me, by the way. I want to learn how to do the splits. Shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius as part of your financial planning for the year. Getting life insurance just means that you have a peace of mind. So if something's going to happen to you, if it were to happen to you, your family can cover the expenses while getting back on their feet. That's what life insurance is for. And luckily, Policy Genius helps you compare your options from top life insurance companies and their team of licensed experts. They're on hand just to kind of talk you through it. So I have life insurance through no effort of my own. My wife did everything as she does, but I was sort of on the sidelines of the project and it was such a hard thing she had to do. She had to go through and compare everything, find all the quotes herself, but it helps me sleep tremendously, especially now that we have a kid. Also, it's a bummer to talk about, but once you get it out of the way, you don't have to talk about it again. And that's where Policy Genius comes in. They make it the easiest and quickest possible situation you can have. Policy Genius has licensed award-winning agents, technology that makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers. Just a few clicks, you're going to find the lowest price. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams, which, you know, I've always wanted to avoid unnecessary medical exams. Nothing new for your boy. So if that sounds like something you're into, Policy Genius can get it done. They also work for you, not the insurers. That means they don't have some sort of quota they got to meet. They're not hitting like bonus numbers or anything. They just want you to get the best quote possible and the best insurance for you. So they're out for you, not the insurance companies, which I'll let your boy. That's what we're looking for. Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. A huge one for me, you know, just people pleasing. And it's, you say it like it's a bad thing. It's just something that you need to get under control, all of these stressors. You know, you keep them bottled up, it starts to affect you negatively. Everybody. You don't have to feel weird if this stuff affects you. It affects everybody. And there's people, again, myself included, who walk around trying to front like it doesn't, but it does. It always does. It always has. And therapy is a safe place to just get things off your chest. You need to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down, all those problems. Even if you just want to vent or kvetch about somebody, go to therapy. Get them new ears on it. You know what I'm talking about? Get it somebody, who are they going to leak it to? They're not going to tell your homies. Go let them know. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries, how to do all those things that make you be a better you. As hokey as that sounds, that is what we are all going for. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. All right? Give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's convenient, flexible, and it's also suited to your schedule. All right? You just fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist. You switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. If you don't like the cut of your therapist's jib, as it were, go on and switch. BetterHelp has got your back. They want it to work just like you do. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/allfantasy today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/allfantasy.
Yeah, and we're back! So, Shay, with the first pick in the stretch run, all fantasy everything draft, the first selection is?
There are some, like, big names that I should probably take first.
Well.
But I'm gonna Kevin Costner this draft day. I'm going to make my Vontae Mack pick.
Okay.
Give me Omar Epps.
Oh.
What?
Oh. Omar Epps.
I didn't even think about him.
Omar Epps, 1992 to 1995.
Okay.
First movie, Juice.
Juice.
Plays yes. Q. Uh-huh. Incredible, important movie.
I bet I know some of the other ones in there.
93, The Program.
Place at the table.
Darnell Jefferson.
I love that movie so much.
Freshman running back. He scores a game-winning touchdown in the last game of the season. He makes out with Halle Berry.
Dude, that line where he goes, Ray Griffin, tailback. Or no, he goes, Darnell Jefferson, tailback. And then Ray Griffin, starting tailback. Yeah, I know. That's why they recruited me. Better start strengthening your elbows. That movie's one of my favorite movies.
Omar Epps is when he shows up in the movie, especially at this time. In 1992, 93, I'm watching these movies. I'm 11, 12 years old.
Is it rude? How old are you?
38.
Okay, I'm right there with you, and I was the same exact.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you see this guy on screen, and you're like, "This is the coolest person I've ever seen. This
Jabot's
is the most
on the whole time.
Magnetic person I've ever seen. He's got a cool walk. He talks cool. Yeah. He just always does cool things.
Mm-hmm.
It's been in my head ever since. I just he showed up on House, and I was like, I guess I watch House now, and just watched every episode of House.
He's so fucking slick. That movie got where the program got like offensive linemen right. Because they all try to make everybody seem so dark, and then that thing was like, no, they're just like big, goofy dudes. And that's what offensive linemen are like.
Bud Light Kaminsky, whatever his name is.
Yeah, yeah. What he does with the doggies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doggies just made it to the end zone. Yeah,
that was the, I remember in that movie, when it first came out, there was a scene in it where they were like lying down in traffic on the little separation lines. And then they had to like recut it and take that out
because
people started to do it for real.
A couple kids died.
How dumb are you?
If you look it up, it's wild. I just looked it up like a week ago. You can only find it with like subtitles. You cannot find that scene.
Uh-huh.
It's gnarly. It shows the quarterback's drunk. Joe Kane's all drunk, hops into a freeway, and you're like, what?
It was in the trailer. They were like, this is a good idea. Let's put this in here.
Who sees that? I don't know. I've seen movies where people fight vampires, and I don't go try to kill vampires.
If I'm being honest, when I saw that, I was like, I never thought I'd do it, but I was like, that looks cool.
It does look cool.
So, unless a weaker mind would go, would have gone and
the
done
dumb
it.
One. The dumb one.
1992, Juice.
Uh-huh.
First movie. 1993, The Program. 1994, Major League 2.
Steps
in as Willie Mays Hayes for Wesley Snipes. And he knows he's replacing Wesley. He comes in hot. They do that goofy fake action movie. What was it? Black Hammer, White Lightning, or whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's a trailer in the movie for the fake movie. They're doing a lot of stuff. He has the great scene at the end where he leapfrogs over the catcher, over the evil Parkman. And he says, sucker! Yep. And he jumps over the top of him.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking incredible.
Those are big shoes to step into.
He's the only guy who could have done it.
That's like jumping the canyon. You just have to go 100 miles an hour. And if you hold up even a little bit, you're not going to make
Wesley was so good in that major league.
He's incredible. Good, dude. Omar comes in and he has completely different energy, which is exactly what you need. You don't want somebody to show up doing a Wesley Snipes impression. Anyway, 92, Juice. 93, The Program. 94, Major League 2. 95, Higher Learning.
Yeah, dude, I'm pointing up. Higher Learning.
Mr. Williams. Malik Williams, track star.
You want a full scholarship, Mr.
Track
Williams.
Star.
Tyra Bizzle's up in that movie, dude.
Dates Tyra Banks.
Ice Cube, Christy Swanson. That movie's star studded.
Really, really good movie. This is his most interesting role. He like, you know, he's
the only one that like got to sink his teeth into. Yeah, and yeah. Juice, I guess.
No, Juice definitely.
Yeah.
But just like philosophically a complicated movie. They do a lot of, you know, we're going to do a lot of like talking about race here, and he's really good in those moments where he has to like stew around in it. You love the part where he like is mad. They get into a fight with the white supremacists. It's like a whole, great.
The dynamic with him and Michael Rapaport, because they're like butting heads the whole movie.
Yes.
And they'd kind of bump into each other. Michael Rapaport's such a coward, looking for a place to belong.
Mm-hmm.
And Omar Epps has such a huge chip on his shoulder. It's like, it's a good dynamic for sure.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Really,
Busta Rhymes is in it.
Yeah, dude, and Cube.
Really, really smart.
And Latimer
smart
from the program,
movie.
By the way.
Yeah, he's in there too, as one of the white supremacists. Football didn't work out so great for him. Like, I guess he washed that out of the program.
Place at the table from starting defense.
The steroids, like they kicked him out and he fucking fell apart. But yeah, those four movies in a row.
Yeah.
In my head, one of the great runs in cinema history. Every one of those movies is cool for a different reason, which is hard to do. And he's cool in each of them for a different reason, which is even harder to
That's true. He did play like a lot of different types of dudes in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking Omar. Then he went on to coach the Steelers. Shortly thereafter, left acting behind.
No, that really bums me out, man. I didn't have anything to do today except figure out this list.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even cross my mind.
He's been in my head since 1995.
Those are four of my favorite movies.
Mine
Juice
too?
Was like the first where I saw, when I saw Juice, I was like, I like rap music.
I
remember when that scene where How I Could Just Kill a Man's playing,
mm-hmm.
in the party, like later in the movie when he's finding Bishop on the roof.
Yeah.
I heard How I Could Just Kill a Man and I was like, what is that? Because he had no way to find out
right.
at that age. But I was like, I need that song.
That's him like bursting onto the scene too.
That's
from Jump.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For Omar Epps.
Yeah.
Just that's showing amazing. Up as the star. I remember this movie. We watched this movie at my house and then I was in middle school like 2 years later or whatever. I don't remember exactly how many.
Yeah.
And my mom took me to middle school, which is how cool I was.
Uh-huh.
And we were sitting there. I'm in sixth grade. I'm at this new school. I'm terrified. And there's a kid who's wearing a hood. Like there's like cool Mexican kid in a hood. And my mom was like, look, he's like Juice. And I was like, not at all like Juice.
Look at him, he's like Juice.
Because he put a hood on? Like, what are you talking about?
No, I love when parents will point at someone and say they're like, and then the name of the movie rather than like a person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at him like Godfather.
They're like Godfather.
That's my first pick.
That's an excellent first pick.
Damn it.
I'm winning this thing. I don't know
so
if this is a competition, but I'm winning this thing.
Oh, it's a competition.
I'm glad that nobody ever treats it like one. It fucking is. It's a draft. You want the best team at the end.
Speaking of competitions.
Uh-huh. Here we go.
Oh, shit, you're next.
Here
Speaking
we go.
Of,
man, I thought I was next.
Competitions, man. This run starts with with a sequel.
Uh-huh.
Which is what's crazy about this one. It starts with a sequel because it starts with The Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, Lord.
And then goes into Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Uh-huh.
And then goes into Blade Runner. And then Return of the Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
And then Indiana Jones and the Temple of what? It's Doom. Doom is what's in the temple. And then he rounds it all off with just a little gear shift. Fucking Witness, dude.
Yeah.
The man's name is Harrison Ford.
Harrison
used
Ford.
Used to be a union carpenter. And then he went ahead and carpented his way into all of our hearts. That run is crazy. Two of the biggest movie franchises ever.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
He's carrying both of them, in my opinion. I mean, Star Wars kind of carries itself just with, you know.
Yeah, it's just such a fascinating story and all of it, and Darth Vader and everything.
But he kicks it off with fucking Empire, which was always my favorite Star Wars movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get Blade Runner in there, and then you also get Witness.
Yeah.
We're like, you know.
Very safe pick, Ian. Very safe pick.
Well, yeah, you got to play to win.
Yeah, that's
Patrick Mahomes is also a safe pick.
I'll pick safe and then be God. Yeah.
Saquon Barkley also a safe. I got some wild ones in here.
Yeah, yeah. No, I definitely. That's
it's one
fantastic.
Of the most. It's most one of the most amazing stretch runs in the history of motion pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the nice thing about safe picks is you don't have to talk about them for a long time. What was his life like? The other thing about him is like he's like one of the chillest dudes ever. So I don't even know if he was partying that much.
Probably not.
Because his vibe seems to be like, let me get like really, really baked.
Yeah.
And then the craziest thing he's ever done is gotten an earring. The craziest thing he's ever done is crashed
a airplane. Yeah, he got a plane crash. That was pretty buck, yeah.
Like a couple times. But earring is like the way he like kicks his feet back.
tell you what blows my motherfucking hair back.
You ever see him go on like late night shows? Because he would only really go on Letterman because he was the only guy who we really vibed with. But he just goes on there and he's so clearly like baked out of his mind and only has like a vague idea of where he is. Which is, I think, the best way to be famous like that.
Right.
I love it. Get off my plane.
Get off my plane. God, what a fucking what
I
a
just
fucking
sound like
guy.
Batman.
This is like one of my, I don't know. It's like a micro trope is old white men in movies telling you to get off of something.
Uh-huh.
Get off my plane.
Uh-huh.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah.
From, what was it?
Gran Torino.
Gran Torino.
But he was a straight up racist in that movie. He wasn't hot.
Yeah.
Get off my lawn.
God.
Get off my train. Uh-huh. Ghost. I love
it. Oh, shit, that's right.
See, I got
get out of my dreams, get into my car.
All you need are three of them, and I got three.
That's three. That's enough for a trope.
There's one. Get off my back, Dad. It's in Freddy versus Jason. Yeah. Kid gets his head. My best friend just got killed. He's sipping out of a flask on his parents' porch. Yeah, that's how you handle it, bud.
Sean, want to see how you handle your first pick.
I mean, Tom Hanks, man. The run is just stupid.
Go ahead.
So the one I'm talking about, League of Their Own, Sleepless in Seattle, Philadelphia, Forrest Gump,
you're going
92 13.
To 2002, right?
I mean, I just wrote the movies down. I didn't write the years, but it's got to be.
Go ahead.
It's got to be that
I'm
stretch.
I'm with you. So, I got it on me, too.
Okay. League of Their Own, Sleepless in Seattle, Philadelphia, Forrest Gump, Apollo 13, Toy Story, That Thing You Do, Saving Private Ryan, You've Got Mail, Toy Story 2, Green Mile, Castaway, Road to Perdition, Catch Me If You Can.
Wait a minute.
You're fucking kidding me, dude.
That's exactly what I wrote. 92 to 2002.
When I saw that, I was like, no. I did not know they were all right in a row.
Yeah.
That's astonishing to me.
Was there not a lemon in there somewhere?
No.
How did I fucking skip that?
Toy Story 2 is the closest you can get, and it's still great.
And that's still a great movie.
It's still great.
When I was looking through, I was like, that's the only one that I couldn't like dive into detail about.
Right.
Because I mix up the Toy Stories, but... It is.
What is your favorite movie in that run?
Oh, I did. I didn't even anticipate it. My favorite movie in that run, it's depends on the day. So Saving Private Ryan or That Thing You Do. So
that
if,
thing
if I'm
the,
in
with the own eaters.
Dark Horse I'm, pick right
I
now.
I love that movie. Yeah. I love everything about that movie. Ethan Embry gets a shine in that movie. Liv Tyler's in that movie. It's just good. Rita Wilson's in that movie. She plays a waitress. It's fun. Yeah, dude.
I quit.
It is a stupid run of movies. I honestly could not believe it.
When I was working on the movie book, there's actually a footnote in there about this. I didn't even think at the time how much I like Liv.
Oh yeah!
I'm like, I just realized while I was researching all the other stuff, like every movie that she's been in is a movie I liked.
She's and I'm like, fantastic.
What the hell? Every single one. I was like, oh, The Strangers. Oh, you know who's in that? Liv. Oh yeah. Armageddon. You know who's in that? Liv.
She brings like, a really like kind of like lovely energy to anything she's in.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings.
Like, doesn't matter.
Enjoyable movie.
Put her in anything.
If she's in a movie like. She's like one of the like low-key Sunday afternoon champions.
Yeah.
When you're like at home on a Sunday afternoon, maybe a movie comes on cable, and like she's in a lot of the ones you want to watch. Because Armageddon is like one of the fucking Hall of Fame Sunday afternoon movies.
She has this, I don't know, it's comforting when she's around. I feel the same way about Kevin Costner.
Yeah, and I'm like,
there's just something that makes me feel safe when this person is on the screen.
I would love to walk into my garage and Kevin Costner just like is putting the hood down on my car.
Yeah.
Like wiping his hands off with a rag.
With that red rag.
Yeah. Oh, hey, you know.
Hey, son.
Cracks a beer with his hand and like hands it to you maybe.
It's not like, even a twist off. It's just like a
gah. But he gets it off anyway. Shay, of that run, what do you think is your favorite of that iconic Tom Hanks run?
All right, I'm feeling a little bit of a recency bias because I just rewatched A League of Their Own.
Oh, it's amazing!
I love A League of Their Own.
It's so good.
Big fan.
What's up, Bree?
Hey,
Bree. This is Shay. Shay, this is Bree.
What's up, homie? How are you? You're just in time to make your first pick.
You really are just in time to make your first pick.
Heard that.
So Shay took Omar Epps with his first pick.
So insightful.
Thank you.
From Juice, the program, Major League Two, Higher Learning. And then I took Harrison Ford from Empire Strikes Back all the way to Witness.
Boo.
Okay.
Which I've been randomly booed for.
How are you not booing Tom Hanks, though? That's a pretty safe
pick. I'm booing him, too.
Oh, damn, dog.
Both of us getting booed for being too obvious. Sure. Although in the first round, you go obvious.
I disagree.
Anyway.
Kevin Costner took Vontae Mack with the first pick.
He did. He traded several times.
He knew what he was going to. He knew he was going to become Black Panther eventually.
I'm going to hear that Draft Day was a movie run later in this podcast. Am I not?
Oh, you're not.
No, Draft Day. I don't think it's a part of anybody's movie run.
I like Draft Day though.
I did too. It got a lot of hate. I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
You know that quarterback that everybody wanted him to take. He didn't.
Okay. See, this is
nobody came to his birthday.
This is a parallel that I was going to draw. You picking your guy here, Harrison Ford. Would have been like Kevin Costner picking a quarterback right there. Like, it's so safe that there's something wrong with it.
No, but you don't think anyone's coming to his birthday? I will say both of those franchises have been tainted post Harrison Ford's involvement a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that last Indiana Jones was a bummer.
Witness was tight, though.
This is like one of those spinning merry-go-rounds that I'm trying to find or double dutch where I'm trying to get in there.
I'm like, oh boy,
draft day? Nope, not a window for me. Yeah.
I'm just having to act like running down the stairs didn't cash me out for the rest of the day.
You should watch it if only because it's a wonderful film. You know, you don't even have to like football. It's just like a really well-made film.
And Omar Epps is in there.
Omar Epps is not in
draft day. Yeah.
No. Okay. What's your first pick?
Yes.
Gang. I was interested in some legacy actors, right? Yeah. And I went with comedies because I think comedies are easier for me to defend in this space.
All right.
Okay. So for my first pick, I'd like to pick Steve Martin from 1986 to 1991.
Wow.
Beginning with Father of the Bride.
Uh-huh.
Check.
Going through my favorite film, inspiring me to move to L.A., L.A. Story.
Uh-huh.
My Blue Heaven, a weird movie that I like and will stand by.
Arugula.
Great haircut. Great Steve Martin
haircut. Suits.
Truly.
His suits in that movie. And Rick Moranis. Can't get enough of it.
On fire. Parenthood after that. Oh, classic. Attaway, Attaway. So good.
Attaway.
Great for monologues for all you actors out there. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
Character work.
Wow.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Ugh, the classics.
So good.
Keep coming. Holidays.
That might come up later.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I just listened to the whole soundtrack the other day.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
You know, they're doing a run in Pasadena.
I was going to go see it.
Yeah.
I think it'll be fun.
I'd love to go.
Sherry, fly back to L.A. We're going to go see Little Shop of Horrors in Pasadena.
It's just a community production.
Yeah.
Love to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, rounding it out with Three Amigos. Wow.
Oh, my
Paramount
God.
Paramount Pictures right here.
My queen's favorite movie right there.
Get out of here.
Three Amigos is.
Three Amigos, her favorite movie of all time.
Damn, that's an amazing run.
You know?
It was a cool period of time. I mean, that's like when we're little kids, right? Most of us.
Yeah.
And, you know, these are comedies or like family movies. They don't make family movies that are that good anymore, you know?
Yeah.
You're right.
Like Moana, that was the last really good family movie I seen.
That Into the Spider-Verse was like a good, that was for families, right?
Yeah.
Spider-Verse
was non-animated.
Man,
family,
that was good.
Ensemble type movies.
Fighting with My Family, starring The Rock.
Really?
Huh.
Fun. Good movie.
All right, bud.
Good family movie?
Good Friday family movie night. We watched it. We don't watch wrestling like at the house, but we watched that movie.
Okay.
And then afterward, the twins were like, is this real? Can we see the like real wrestling match? And then we pulled it up on YouTube and we watched that one too.
Oh, that's
the
right.
one where the brother and sister want to be wrestlers.
Yes.
And he picks the sister, right?
Yes.
And like brings her into the fold.
Yes.
And it's a true story, yeah?
Yes.
Crazy. Okay.
It's good.
I could see that it's being good. A family joint.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
All right. Well, I stand corrected. Thanks, Shay.
Welcome to the fucking Thunderdome, bro.
I guess. Damn.
What is your second pick? That first one, amazing.
Hot Corner.
Hot Corner. There you go.
Okay, I'm going to go with another goddamn comedian. Another one from our youths. Y'all, it's Jim Carrey.
Oh,
wow,
yeah.
Jim Carrey starting in 1994, going
I thought I had at least
to
the
1999,
round to take that
baby.
Shit.
No, I just.
No way.
I really thought it was going to make it.
I was looking at summers, I was looking at blockbusters
shit.
And stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I'm doing something a little controversial, which I'm going to say Man on the Moon, Simon Birch.
Oh, you're going. Wait.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm starting in 1994.
Okay.
Oh, no, I went backward. Backward.
Oh, yeah. I was
going
to say.
The Mask.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
or Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Yes.
Yeah. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, The Mask, Dumb and Dumber,
God.
Batman Forever, yeah. Only this.
He was one of the few good parts of that movie.
Second Ace Ventura,
mm-hmm.
Very good. Guano, sure. The Cable Guy, spectacular.
One of the most underrated movies of all time, I
Interesting.
Think.
Interesting.
I really think it is. Nobody got enough credit for that movie.
I'm with you on this one.
That was Judd Apatow's like first movie. Nobody gave a fuck about
it. What was Judd Apatow?
Everybody said Jim Carrey sucked in it because he was serious. It's one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. that movie.
They just weren't ready for that energy.
No, they weren't. Yeah, and it's such bullshit. Jack Black kills it.
It's like if you've been listening to Sweat all day, then you throw a suit on. What the fuck is this? You know, yeah. It's disorienting.
If Oates tries to hop in, I'm trying to listen to Hall over here.
Then he rounds it out with Liar, Liar.
Yep.
That's a family movie if ever I saw one, right? Truman Show, you know, epic. Simon Birch, I Am Counting, as a commercial success. And
I don't know if I remember Simon Birch off the top of my head.
I don't know a ton about it.
Yeah.
It was a family film. There was a little guy in there.
Okay. Yeah.
The titular Simon Birch. Mm-hmm. Inspirational. I think it was
Ashley Judd's up in there?
It was kind of a crier, right? I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah. It was definitely a very emotional one.
Oh, it was based on a prayer for Owen Meany, which is a book that I've also heard of, but don't know
but
well.
Not read.
Yeah.
And then the run for Jim Carrey ends with Man on the Moon. Man on the Moon.
I liked it.
Folks.
Have you seen the documentary about him playing Andy Kaufman?
Yes.
It's wild.
Yeah.
That shit is crazy.
Yeah.
Like in character all the time. Torment. It would have been so terrible to be like a makeup person.
Yeah.
On that movie.
And hey, Jim, your wife's on the phone. I can't even imagine.
She's just like fucking making like whatever, you know, probably a decent living, but you just like have to deal with somebody pretending to be fucking Andy Kaufman,
and
like eating the lipstick and shit.
About Courtney Love, what a trooper, you know.
She is my college's most famous alumni.
Really?
Portland State University.
You mean our college's most famous
alumni? Courtney Love.
Let's make that a pact that you and I surpass that. What do you say?
I'd love to. But neither of us are in Hole, so we're going to have to find a way to get into fucking Hole.
Get into Hole. Get into Hole.
Also, Mary Strip Club's most famous alumni.
Mary Strip Club?
Mary Strip Club in Portland, Oregon. Courtney Love also danced at Mary Strip Club. I swear to God.
What?
And then, so just all on that same street, just the Queen of Broadway in Portland.
I love those little Portland, like Elliot Smith is like 9th and Powell.
Yeah.
Just that little strip right before the Ross Island Bridge.
And then all those streets are named after Simpsons characters.
What the hell are y'all talking about?
Just little Portland nuggets.
No idea. What's your next pick, Ian?
It's me.
Oh, it's
but if you.
You
go to Portland, the streets are all the Simpsons characters are named after like streets. So like Quincy, Flanders, all that.
Quimby. It's fun.
You'll appreciate it.
So quirky in Portland.
Uh-huh. I mean, we didn't name them after the Simpsons characters.
It was vice versa.
It was vice versa. Yeah.
You better be careful. The next time you go there for Powell's, I know you're missing it this time, people will come out, fucking throw some of that homemade kombucha on you. Oh, yeah. Shout out to whoever sent us that homemade kombucha. We appreciate you.
That's going
to
get me into kombucha.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll mix up some greens, put it in there, you know?
Don't do that.
It's a new day new for life. Sean Jordan.
Whole new day.
Pour a little Jim Beam in it.
Yep.
All right, go on.
So my second pick, am I the only one that didn't write down the years? I didn't write down the years. I apologize.
I also didn't.
Okay.
But I'm looking at him now.
I'm going Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Whoa!
And I'm going Bloodsport, Black Eagle, Cyborg, Kickboxer, Lionheart, Death Warrant, Double Impact, Universal Soldier, Nowhere to Run.
So all of his movies.
You got a couple weak spots in there.
I don't think so. Not for me.
Black Eagle.
That's the weakest.
Okay.
That's the one. It's the weakest. Okay. I wouldn't say there's a couple weak spots. I'd say there's one. Black Eagle, but I still loved it when I was a kid. That's one where he's got to go against like the KGB.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are all the same movie, by the way. All of these movies are the same.
Jean-Claude Van Damme's my favorite action movie star of all time.
Wow.
Yeah, so I brought a couple of those movies into the hospital to watch with my dad when I was a kid. Like those movies, all the way up to Nowhere to Run, that was the one where I was like, all right, I'm done with Van Damme. I'm done.
He knocks the snake out.
Uh-huh.
He like punches a snake.
Uh-huh. That's one. Is that the one with Patricia Arquette or is that Hard Target? I always mix them up.
Who knows?
That's 88 through 93 too. Yeah. He did all that in 5 years.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
He stayed working.
He was getting after it.
Dude, those movies, I mean, I was in Taekwondo for 13, 14 years, something like that. And good reason is because of those movies where I was like, no, this is dope. I got to stay doing this stuff.
Yeah. I might have to knock a snake out.
Yeah, dude.
It could happen.
Cyborg is on HBO and I keep talking myself out of watching it every night. I'll probably watch it tonight.
You can't watch it at night, dude, because you can't go to bed after that.
I got a 6 a.m. flight. I don't think I'm going to bed.
So. You're not
going
to go to bed tonight?
I'll probably stay up.
Dog, I'll stay up with you. We'll watch fucking Cyborg tonight.
I've been known to stay up because fun airport talk.
Can I just read off some of these character names?
Please.
And I'm going to bounce back one, and then we'll move on. So before Bloodsport, he was in a movie called No Retreat, No Surrender.
Yeah, he was.
Ivan Krasinski, the Russian. And then Frank Dukes, of course.
Yeah.
Andre and Black Eagle.
Uh-huh.
And Cyborg, Gibson Rickenbacker.
Well,
here's Jean-Claude Van Damme's best character name. I don't even have to look this up because I just know it.
Yeah.
Gay Karate Man. He has a character that he played called Gay Karate
Holy
Man.
Holy shit, in Monaco Forever.
I told you. And no. And this is the extent of his role in the movie.
Gay Karate
He's driving
Man.
A convertible. He picks a guy up. They're riding in the car. He tries to touch the guy's wiener.
Yeah.
The guy's like, no. And then they get out of the car, and then he tries to karate kick him in the face. And then that's all. That
and
was
that's his
him.
Whole part in the movie?
That's his whole part
and
of the movie.
Back to Belgium.
Back.
We did a sketch with Jean-Claude Van Damme on our show.
Was he nice?
I saw it.
You saw it? Yeah, yeah.
How could I not see
it? It was
this?
Like a Tidying Up with Marie Kondo parody where he just came in and destroyed all your stuff. He was not, well, he was weird, man. He like came in on
He's
set.
Belgian, right?
He's Belgian. And yeah. He was just very quiet the whole time. And then when we yelled action, he started like destroying stuff. And he called his own, that's a wrap.
I'm done here.
We got like the plot points, but we were like, all right, we need to shoot a few more action things. And like he did two of them. And then I was like, all right, that's good. And then like walked off and then left and his team
that's
left
what
with
you
him.
Can do when you're Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Well, who's going to stop him?
You got to take what you can get, man.
And we did. We put it together. yeah, man. He's a hard.
So what in your opinion drops Black Eagle below a blood sport?
Bloodsport's well, fucking amazing, by the way.
Is it the lack of a narrative?
He's not in a starring role in that one.
Yeah.
So it's the lack of Jean-Claude Van Damme.
He wasn't really him yet. Because they're Bloodsport, but that didn't really make him. Or it did, but it took a little while.
It did. It absolutely did.
Well, Black Eagle was after Bloodsport, so it's like maybe they shot that first or something.
Yeah, that's my guess.
That's probably why.
The only Jean-Claude Van Damme movie I've seen is JCVD, The Art.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Where he plays himself.
Yeah. Postmodern. JCVD.
That fucking is what is a soliloquy when he raises up or whatever and he starts crying. Mm-hmm. It's insane.
It's like Birdman shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, for real.
Gorgeous. I still haven't seen Birdman.
Girl,
isn't that stupid?
No, yeah. Jean-Claude Van Damme's not in it. You're good.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
I'm out.
I got a tattoo assuming that he was in it.
Eddie Norton's in that shit though. Now I feel a lot of pressure to go with something like a little more esoteric. Even though there's some iconic runs
there
on the board.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some like that, fucking, you're in my head.
We got the knuckleball over here in everyone's head.
The truly. Fucking, all right. I'm going to go ahead and do this.
What are you doing?
No.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I'm hopping on the 6 and I'm taking Jennifer Lopez.
What?
You son of a bitch.
From Selena to Ants.
You son of a bitch.
Dang, dude.
Play my game, Shay.
Dang, dude.
No, I have a Jennifer Lopez on my pick, but I have 2019 Jennifer Lopez.
Can we do that?
Oh, yeah.
We can do that, right?
We can go two different runs.
Two different runs of same person?
Okay. Selena, Anaconda, U-Turn, Out of Sight, and then Ants, which is a kid. I enjoyed.
Ants is good.
Ants is good.
I'll watch Ants today.
And in the middle of that, even though this doesn't count, so if you're judging it, please discount this. She was in the video for Been Around the World for Puff Daddy featuring Miss.
I feel
They were dating at that point.
They were dating at that point.
And then Puffy got in trouble and she was like, same for me.
And she was out.
Yeah.
Shine took the dive.
Where's A-Rod?
Yeah. Good for her, though. That A-Rod relationship seems to be working for both of them. Did she stop at Ben Affleck along the way, though?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah,
in between Buff Daddy and
yeah. Oh yeah. Bennifer did.
Bennifer. I was
Bennifer. That was advantageous for everybody as well, I think.
Everybody ate off that.
Yeah.
So Selena, I mean, amazing movie, of course. Uh-huh. Anaconda.
Second time Ice Cube's been in here.
Cube is kind of I'm surprised nobody's picking Cube.
Well, you know? I don't know. I'm just saying he's been around.
U-Turn, is U-Turn the one that's directed by Oliver Stone?
I feel like if you don't know the movies.
I do. No, I always confuse.
This is tough for you. This is tough
U-Turn's,
look right now.
U-Turn's the, it's real weird.
It is real weird. Yes, that's the one. And then Out of Sight is, I always confuse those two movies.
Her and George Clooney?
Yeah.
Out of Sight? Yeah.
Oh,
which is
yeah.
Definitely better than U-Turn, but I remember seeing U-Turn.
No.
I think it was. But U-Turn
out
was
Out of Sight? Absolutely.
Out of Sight's way better than U-Turn,
U-Turn's
in my
weird.
Opinion.
I mean, I like a weird-ass movie if I'm in the mood, you know?
But I remember.
But again, I like everything as we established earlier.
Sean Penn in U-Turn. But I remember being 13 years old, maybe 12 when I saw U-Turn for the first time, and it being one of those like, where you like start to get it about women movies where you're like, go on, you know. I think she was wearing like a beater top or something like that. And anyway, we can move on. Yeah, it was just a very sensual experience for young Carms in Beaverton, Oregon.
There we go.
J-Lo, dude.
Good pick.
All right.
J-Lo. I was going to go Lopez 2019 just because of the Oscar talk after Hustlers. She had she's doing another movie. She also has the Super Bowl. She also has the Versace moment.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good. If you could switch bodies with somebody right now, she's top of the list. But
anytime between now and the first Versace moment.
Yeah. So I get to pick twice now, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, cool. That's not going to be my pick, though. I don't want to go there.
All right.
Wow.
I'm going to move up. I started with Omar Epps. I'm going in like order, chronological order. I'm going to jump to 1997. Here we go. My Best Friend's Wedding. Conspiracy Theory. Stepmom. Notting Hill. Runaway Bride. Aaron Brockovich.
I tried.
Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
I tried to get that, and I missed that run for somehow.
How did you miss that run?
I don't know. I thought I saw something shitty in there.
Are you crazy?
Are you listening?
We're starting with the best, what I think is best, purest, most beautiful romantic comedy of all time, with Jennifer Lopez, who is the greatest in that genre of all time, like at her peak. But if you happen to, for some reason, not think that that's the case, you can also have Notting Hill in there, which is like another point. Conspiracy Theory. I refuse to let Mel Gibson screw this up for me.
That was a good movie.
That guy was in a lot of good movies, man.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no getting around it.
I'm a Jew.
Yeah.
And I'll watch Braveheart. You can't stop me from doing it.
Dude, he was in some fucking bangers,
Jews from watching Braveheart.
Man.
Yeah.
Stepmom with Susan Sarandon.
Great movie.
Say a little perfect.
Gets at you.
Child of Divorce. My little sister fucking loved that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Stepmom. Oh, yeah.
Runaway Bride with Gear Again. The Reunion, and then we're gonna top it off. Aaron Brockovich, not that great of a movie, but she gets an Oscar.
She gets the Oscar.
Not that great of a movie. Aaron Brockovich is a fantastic movie. Saves a bunch of people from cancer.
Compared to Julia Roberts' other movies.
Totally disagree. It's Soderbergh, dude. He films it all cool, you know? I think it's her best character work. Actually, I'm gonna go there. Finest acting performance from Julia Roberts that I've ever seen. For sure. 100%. 100%.
I love it.
The Academy agrees. Who do you think?
Yeah, what do you think?
Pretty for woman? Her best performance?
Yeah.
Oh, My Best Friend's Wedding.
What?
She does all of the things that I love Julia Roberts to do in that moment. Like, I can't think of a moment like more gripping than when they're all it's the end of the movie, they're all chasing each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's on the phone and he asks her, well, who's chasing you? And then she doesn't say anything right here. You just watch her face and everything falls apart. And the way that I'm measuring how great an actor is, is like, what can you do when you're not saying anything?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, somebody like John C. McGinley in Scrubs, who I think is just incredible. Yeah. When he doesn't say anything, he's just bouncing stuff around in his head. Julia Roberts doing it right here. We don't get it's not a big showy thing. She's just doing a bunch of cool tricks in a movie where you're not expecting to see it.
Got another Scrubs fan in the house.
That's true.
I love it.
She put a big number. Oh, yeah. Scrubs is a...
No, what I meant to say is I thought I saw a shitty movie in there in that I thought I saw something that didn't fit. Not that any of those were bad picks, just so I'm clear on that.
Okay.
That is a fantastic run.
Careful.
I thought I saw something in there.
Careful.
Just had to clear the air. Everyone was taking their shirts off. It was getting tense in here. I didn't want that to happen.
I'm pretty tough on rom-coms. That probably tossed off a lot of actors in my list.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a
I
result.
I love rom-coms.
So do it's I. Good for you. They're the best. They're the best.
It make me feel good.
What's your favorite romantic comedy?
There's comfort in the formula. My favorite is My Best Friend's Wedding. Yeah, absolutely.
What's your favorite song?
Hitch. All Day.
Oh, good one. Yes. Eva Longoria.
Really?
I mean, not Eva Longoria.
Eva Mendes.
Showing up.
Very interesting.
Kevin James Will Smith. Anyway. We could talk about that all day.
That's my second
pick.
How many picks are we making?
Five, or until we got to get out of here.
Oh, all right.
And we can do a lightning round in the last one, you know.
Dermot Mulroney. I just want to say that before we move on.
Good name.
Dermot Mulroney.
Good name.
Fucking Hall of Fame
name. The thing that I wonder about a lot is if you take him out and you put Hugh Grant into his role, is this movie better or worse? And half the time I'm like, My Best Friend's Wedding is way worse.
Well, wasn't
if
that
you've got
him?
That like antic nervous energy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because he's not cool.
No, he's not.
At all.
You need Mike to be cool.
He's charming, but he's not cool.
All right, my next pick. I'm going recent, and I want to grab this guy before anybody else does.
All right.
2015, Sicario.
Oh.
2017, Get Out. 2018. Black Panther.
No.
2018, Widows.
Oh, wow.
2019 hasn't even come out yet. I already love it.
Queen and Slim.
Queen and Slim.
Girl, that was on my list.
Give me Kaluuya. Give me Dan. Give me my guy Dan.
That was on.
I love this stretch of movies. I love that he has become just as quickly one of a handful of actors who, when they're in a trailer, I go like, well, I have to see this now. So good. I think Get Out is the best, most important movie that's come out in like 10 years.
It's
15
so
years.
Fucking
easy. I want this guy on my team. I need him on my team.
I didn't remember him being in Sicario.
I am wildly jealous that you just picked Daniel Kaluuya. I thought I was going to get him in a later round.
No chance.
I like Widows a lot, too. I loved it a lot.
Yes. They really mismarketed it.
I thought so, too. That was maybe like my second or third favorite movie from last year.
Yeah. Another one that I've been like, I should watch that. And then I fucking watched like The Program or something instead for the 90th time.
We have the screener at the crib.
I really like heist movies. As soon as that one came out, I was like, Viola Davis, Michelle Rodriguez in a heist movie?
It's called Widows. It looks all sad, but AFE people need to know.
Oh, yeah. Go see it.
Stunning heist movie.
I like when an actor has like a thing that they could do better than everybody else. And Viola Davis can stare better than anybody else.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. And that's how the movie ends, when they're in the diner and the people move and she's there and she's staring at her.
That fool.
And you're just like, fucking yes.
I'm getting like goosebumps right now.
Yes.
She's got like two like diamond tipped drills like set into her. She fucking is so good.
Yeah.
Viola Davis, man.
She's very like got a very placid look, you know. Yeah. She can lose it too. But when she's like a placid pond, you know, like unmoving.
I love it. You don't know what's under the water. Something dangerous is in there, though. Yeah.
This is really fun. This is a good time. I'm having a real good time.
All right. There's my two picks right there.
Excellent. My pick. All right. I'm going to go back to fucking.
Here we go.
I'm going to take John Cazale, man. The greatest stretch runner of all time.
What?
In my opinion.
Okay.
John Cazale is the actor. He's Fredo in The Godfather.
Okay.
He died from, I forget what kind of cancer, also dated Meryl Streep during this run.
Damn.
The Godfather, The Conversation, The Godfather Part 2, Dog Day Afternoon, The Deer Hunter, died.
Wow. Damn.
And he was a major figure in all those movies.
That's the guy you were talking about the other day. You couldn't quite think of his name.
I couldn't remember his name.
Yep.
Yeah. John Cazale, all those people, Meryl Streep and like Al Pacino both said like he was the greatest actor they ever knew.
It's a weird looking dude.
Real weird looking dude.
Weird looking. That's the only reason I don't want to pick him.
He is real.
My team looks cool right now.
You do have a cool and very important Edgar Allan Poe looking dude on my team.
I didn't even think about how your team's going to look like
my
if they rolled up.
My team is going to look great. When we walk on the basketball court, we are looking into here you come. And you're like, who's this guy?
I got the guy they leave behind to close up the diner at the
who's
end of the
this
night.
This guy with his eyebrows. Get this guy's eyebrows.
He looked crazy, and yet he made all those movies and was like in some of the best movies of all time.
Incredible actor. No, there's no way around it.
Looking crazy. Just his like, in Dog Day Afternoon, all sweaty and like crazy. And
that's when he looks his best.
I think so too. That's like, my favorite performance
manic.
Of his. Yeah, and manic. And like Fredo, I mean like whatever, but he's like the fucking schmuck in the movie. You know, he's like the schlamazel and like doesn't really get to fully explore his power. But when you have this weird wiener looking dude, like in Dog Day Afternoon, just amazing. And like the fact that he only made those movies, it's crazy. It's like Biggie or Tupac, but like in acting, where it was like they were like kind of knocked off before.
Sure,
they had a chance to do anything that, you know, maybe people could argue that wasn't that good.
Sean, give me a good one, Sean.
Then he made Godfather 3. Anyway, Sean.
All right, I'm going to go, I guess I'm going, I'm doing me here. Picking Corey Feldman. We're all going.
Right. Next. Go ahead.
All right. Who's it?
Not even close. Gremlins, Friday the 13th, The New Beginning, Goonies, Stand By Me, Lost Boys, License to Drive, The Burbs, Dream a Little Dream, and then Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Wow.
It's a fun run.
It is a fun run. And again, I'm doing me. All those movies. So those movies that the Coreys were in, like License to Drive, Dream a Little Dream, Lost Boys, three of my favorite movies of all time.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think we're letting you get away with adding a bunch of stuff on to the
Can we go over that again? What's the
Gremlins?
Gremlins?
What's wrong with Gremlins?
There's nothing wrong with Gremlins, but like, he's not a fundamental part of the movie.
He's in it.
I mean, okay.
I mean, he's the kid. He's like the kid in the science office that finds the gremlin.
So Friday the 13th,
The New Beginning. I like Jason movies.
Is that a good? Okay.
He's in it.
I do like Jason movies.
All right, but he's a New Beginning? Okay. And
I
then
would
the Goonies?
Take, if
Goonies?
It does well commercially or we like it.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to pick something I don't like.
Yeah.
Goonies,
Plays
Stand
Mouth,
By Me.
Of course.
Lost Boys, License to Drive, The Burbs, Dream a Little Dream, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
What's License to Drive?
Come on. Corey Haim, Corey Feldman.
When he gets to be like.
Heather Graham, where they steal his parents' car.
It's like, we're the cool kids.
They drive a Porsche.
No,
cool.
They drive like a big old Lincoln or
you're
something.
Fine.
It's like
big
a big
Lincoln.
Blue Lincoln or something
around.
Like that.
Yeah.
It's.
I was always a Sean Astin guy more than a Corey guy.
Oh, dang. I just saw Sean Astin in a crazy movie in 2019, Gloria Bell.
Okay.
Julianne Moore.
What is that about?
Amazon Prime. Julianne Moore is going through like a Stella Getter groove back kind of moment.
Yeah.
And Sean Astin has zero lines, but like a montage with him and Julianne Moore that is sexual in Las Vegas that will change your life.
Really?
Yeah,
boom.
He's so evil. He's got a predator energy.
Sean Astin
all.
Getting a little shine from Stranger Things, which is fun.
Oh, that's right.
Having a little renaissance.
I think he's got so much money from all of his weird franchises.
I mean,
that
the Lord
he can
of the
do
Rings,
anything.
Right?
Yeah.
Rudy also. Rudy. And just...
Man, I was the first time I lived in LA when I was like 22, I went to the Comedy Store drunk with some friends, and I thought I saw Sean Astin and took pictures with this dude. And I'm like, I gotta get a fucking picture with you, man. Because I thought I was sure it was Sean Astin, and then woke up the next morning and looked at my phone, and it only... only barely looked like Sean Astin. But
just
I was
some
sure
5'2" dude.
He was, yeah. Like a 5'2" kind of blonde dude. I think the picture's on my Facebook somewhere. I got to dig that up.
God, that's so tight.
Yeah, dude. It was not Sean Astin.
Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman's
third
right.
Corey Feldman.
I did not think that dude was going to come up. all right, Bree, you've taken Steve Martin, Jim Carrey, and your third and fourth picks.
I'm going to keep the hit. Machines a-coming. Mm-hmm. Will Smith, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, there it is. There it is.
So beginning in 1995 with Independence Day, Men in Black, Enemy of the State, Wild Wild West, which is spectacular looking and pretty funny.
Come on!
What amazing costumes. Selma. Fucking Hayek in a corset.
Your main man, Kevin Kline.
And have you guys ever heard the story that Kevin Smith tells about how he was pitched to direct that movie?
No.
He was pitched to direct that movie. I can't remember who it is, okay, right? But Kevin Smith is like, I don't know. I'm kind of interested in that movie. Oh, no, he wanted to do a Superman.
Yeah.
And some producer was like, okay, but what about a giant mechanical spider? And he's like, no, I'm not going to put a giant mechanical spider in Superman.
Right.
And then that guy went on to direct Wild Wild West. Boom, giant mechanical spider.
So there a guy go. Was just fixated on a giant mechanical spider.
Tried
and
to
he's
get
like,
it into
any
another
any which
movie.
Way, I can yeah. fucking get it.
And that's why that fucking thing's in Wild Wild West. Not a very good secondhand story, but I'll take what I can get.
That is
okay.
a terrible movie, Brie.
It is not. No.
Wild Wild West.
Okay, well, like what's funny is movies. That I specifically did it this way because if I went the other way, I would include Hitch, which I think is a terrible movie.
Oh, my God.
You're, well, why?
Because I don't like bad rom-coms.
That's a great rom-com.
The only thing that that could be considered wrong with that movie is that he's potentially tricking women into liking men, but he's not doing that. That's not what's happening.
Yeah, I guess that's it. That's
the part
put
that
me
you
off
could
it.
Argue is problematic, but it's not.
May I amend your pick, or not even amend, but bring up, if you would have gone back from Independence Day.
Yeah.
Bad Boys.
Go.
And 6 Degrees of Separation are the two movies right before that.
Well, no. I'm not finished because if I keep going through Wild Wild West, I go Legend of Bagger Vance, which I also don't think is
God.
A bad movie.
This is a wild.
Fight Me.
That's fine.
Allie, no, Ollie, Man in Black 2, and Bad Boys 2. The whole thing was to get Bad Boys 2 in because I think that is the best Bad Boys movie.
Oh, yeah.
And New maybe Bad Boys one of my out. Favorite action movies of all time.
Now you're saying some things.
New Bad Boys coming out.
I lost you for a little bit, but you got it back.
Do you see the trailer for the new Bad Boys?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Martin Lawrence let himself go a little bit. Will Smith did not. Now they look different. It's so funny.
He had to let himself go so we could find him again. You know?
It's the same dynamic, though,
yeah,
right?
It'll be fine.
Because
it'll be fine.
Martin
it'll
Lawrence be right. was always like, I'm a family guy. You're young and single.
It's going to be great. As long as he's like out of breath and mad at Will Smith at some point, I'm in.
I want some turncoat action.
I'm really interested to hear this next pick because you are going all over
that
the place
was
right now.
Crazy. The Legend of Bagger Vance?
Yeah.
And Wild Wild West?
Yeah. You ever watched Legend of Bagger Vance on like a Sunday after a dab?
That's tough. You're trying to sell us a boat right now.
Yeah.
With like two giant holes in the side.
It's a beautiful boat.
look at this side of the boat.
It's
boat.
Very and expensive.
Wait till we get to the top.
Oh, damn, it's got a hot tub in it, but the whole thing's going to sink.
Now, we might have a couple lightning rounds here.
All right. Okay. Oh, yeah. So, your fourth pick?
Bill Murray.
Fuck Billy you. Murray.
Ladies two and gentlemen.
Yeah. Which part?
Okay, so I'm starting in 1986.
Uh-huh.
Little Shop of Horrors. Scrooged. Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah.
What About Bob? Groundhog Day.
You missed Quick Change.
When's Quick Change?
Right in the middle.
All right, well.
Quick
Change.
Which is fantastic.
Mad Dog and Glory.
That movie's
Ed Wood.
So good.
And I'm including Kingpin because I like it.
Kingpin's
like
amazing.
I like Kingpin as well.
Kingpin's such an amazing movie.
I don't understand this room anymore, you guys.
Your opinions. Who gives
Kingpin
a shit what we think?
A good movie? I don't know.
It was fun.
All right. Kingpin?
Every movie I name that Corey Feldman was in, I think is Friday the 13th, The New Beginning. I don't think it's an amazing movie. Every other movie, amazing, if
okay,
you ask me.
All right.
So who gives a fuck what people say?
Who's the weakest in shape? I think of you are have the most integrity now. Mm-hmm. So who? Which pick do you think is the worst of film in your picks so far?
The worst film out of that that
yeah,
I have
yeah, yeah, yeah.
In mine, Runaway Bride. Runaway
and it's
Bride.
Your favorite movie.
No, that's not my favorite. My favorite movie is My Best Friend's Wedding. Yeah, yeah. Runaway Bride is like, I'll get through it.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah.
The only movie I can't get through is The Animal. I fucking hate it. There we go.
Go off,
I hate that
dude.
Movie.
Go off.
Good pick, good pick.
All right, Sean, time for your fourth pick.
All right, going Tom Cruise.
Okay.
We're starting with Legend.
Yes.
Legend does not hold up that well, but one of my favorite movies as a child. So Legend, Top Gun, Color Money, Cocktail, Rain Man, Born on the 4th of July, Days of Thunder.
Yeah.
All
should have just left
bangers.
Legend off.
I thought about it. I did
oh, yeah,
think about
really
that.
You really could have. Yeah, it did.
I could have.
It would have been such a strong pick.
I could have. I wanted it on there just because that was my introduction to Tom Cruise. I love that movie. Not amazing.
It's a great movie,
but
Devil.
It's not.
A good devil in that movie.
Dude, Tim Curry Tim playing Curry, the Dark Lord
dude.
Or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. With that thick, yeah. That thick
amazing.
Horn, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That like front of a Cadillac ass horn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just a cool movie that doesn't, unfortunately, hold up. But the rest of them, get the fuck off.
The rest are solid.
Top Gun, Color Money. I used to have a shirt that said Vince on it because I used to think I looked like Tom Cruise. So I had a shirt that said Vince on it. We'd always go play pool at the Nickel Spot. Shout out to Nickel Spot.
Shout out.
Cocktail. I was a bartender for a while. Then I have to stop at Rain Man because then it's not funny anymore. But then, you know, Born on the 4th of July and Days of Thunder.
Yeah.
Crazy
yeah.
good.
This is the pick that you have to make to help carry Corey up the mountain. Like, can't do it.
Tom's got broad
Tom
shoulders
just carrying,
to do that.
I think Tom's probably carrying, what, didn't I have another flopper in one of those two? Anyway, yeah. That's my, what is that, my fourth pick?
That's your fourth pick.
Tom Cruise, man. Yeah. Amazing dude. Been lucky enough to work with him a few times.
Sent you a couple cakes, right?
Sent me a cake last Christmas.
All right.
Trying to get another cake out of him this Christmas.
I brought it up
last time I saw him.
Dummy!
It had a little Christmas ornament on the box. He didn't have to do that. There was already a cake in that box.
Oh, man.
I can't say too, but I had a conversation with him once, and they're always incredibly intense. Anytime you talk to him, it's just like he's like tractor beamed onto anyone he's talking to.
Yeah.
Very kind, but super intense. Mm-hmm. And he said he's always wanted to make a musical. Like, and not even, not the rock star, but like, he's like.
Yeah, didn't he make one?
He made one, but he wants to make like, but like a proper, not like a jukebox.
Oh,
like he's
I
like,
got you.
God.
I really want, and then he spent like half an hour talking about Buster Keaton. He loves Buster Keaton. And
Ian,
he just kept
you,
talking about how amazing Buster Keaton is.
Were you just trying to make me cry in this studio right now?
Tom Cruise.
A musical would be insane.
I would love it.
I would love
it. I can't, because he's still got the body right now. He still wants to like crash cars and motorcycles and shit like that.
That body ain't going anywhere, by the way.
I don't know, 65? One last Tom Cruise story, and then we'll do like a lightning round. We were shooting a thing with him on the Thames River on this boat, and he, for some reason, wore a suede button-up.
Why wouldn't you?
And he was sweating through it between takes, so he had to take his shirt off, and people would dry him off with, like, hair dryers. So he would just stand on the boat in between takes with people, like, doing hair dryers at him. Mm-hmm. And you had to pretend, like,
doing
shirtless Tom Cruise wasn't, like, 14 feet away from you.
People just doing hair dryers
just
at him.
How did you hide your boner?
I did not. I let it fly.
He's cool.
Let it fly.
You think TC's not used to boners just being around all the time?
Yeah,
yeah,
you have to be at that
wet
point.
Wet floors and boners everywhere when he's around.
Oh, yeah.
I guess the Thames River just went up a few inches. You know what I'm saying? Sploosh.
All right, I'm going to go with another recent run. This is a three-movie run. It's my boy Leonardo DiCaprio.
Wow.
Wolf of Wall Street, The Revenant, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Uh-huh. Gorgeous.
Just three strong fucking films. I think maybe I like The Revenant more than most people.
I thought The Revenant was pretty good.
I do, right?
Yeah,
do.
Yeah, I like it.
I liked it.
I like hanging out in that, just that world, like it, where it's like cold.
Brutal Alaska.
And brutal. It reminds me of Oregon a little bit. I just like it. I think it's cool that they lit it like all naturally. I thought it was pretty rad.
Uh-huh.
But Wolf of Wall Street, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Once
like
Upon a Time in Hollywood was amazing.
Amazing performances. Those are movies I already know Once Upon a Time is like this. Wolf of Wall Street's already like it. Any point you jump in, I'm going to try to ride it out until I have to leave the house.
For sure.
Yeah. The Revenant, maybe not so much like that, but still, well, I mean, if you're in the fucking
mood, I guess if The Revenant comes on and I want to watch it, I'm not in the leaving the house kind of mood anyways.
No.
I'm like, I'm in the Revenant mood.
It's 1 a.m. It's 1 a.m. You're wearing a
blanket.
Open
the door. I want someone to see me watching it. I encourage, what was it on Seinfeld? I encourage intruders. Joe DiVola.
I encourage intruders.
The door was open. I like to encourage intruders. Yeah.
I remember watching The Revenant, and then he wins the Oscar for that one, and it being like, why'd you give him the Oscar? All he did was fucking roll around in the snow and the water when it's cold outside. He didn't deserve this. And then we went to Wyoming, and it was the first time I'd ever seen snow, and some of it touched me on my neck, and I was like, oh my God, this is awful. He deserved the Oscar.
Some of it touched me on my neck.
It was the first time in my life, and it was the worst feeling. I didn't know what it was.
You didn't get a trophy out of it even.
I didn't get it.
Have you been in the snow since?
No, I'll never go again.
You gotta get in it, man.
No way.
Oh, no, we went one time to Colorado or something like that, but I didn't go outside.
What's great about getting all cold is you can get all hot again right after.
Let's just skip the cold part.
No, you gotta get cold first. You never been in a hot tub when there's snow around you?
That doesn't make any sense.
It's a feeling you have to experience
at some
point.
It's pretty dank, for sure.
Because then you gotta get out of it. And that's miserable.
Yeah, but you get the stone, then you jump back in. We'll talk about it more. Shay, time for your fourth and then your final picks.
All right, cool. So this is my list so far. I've got Omar Epps, 92 to 96, perfect pick.
Fucking
Julia Roberts, 97 to 2000, perfect pick.
Perfect pick.
I got Kaluuya, 2015 to 2019, perfect pick. You know what I need? I need a heavy hitter, and I can't believe that nobody took this guy.
Oh, my God.
The greatest actor of our generation.
Robert Duvall?
The greatest actor of any generation.
Robert Duvall.
Denzel Washington, bastards.
Which part?
You can pick any stretch of his movies.
It's true. Where you
going? But give me this one. Because I want no holes in this at all. I want 2000, Remember the Titans.
Uh-huh.
2001, Training Day. Finally gets his best Oscar that he should have gotten for Malcolm X.
Yep.
2002, John Q.
Yep.
Give me Denzel talking to his dying
son. Boy needs a heart. My boy needs a heart.
Give me the whole theater in tears.
Give my boy a heart.
Give me campy genre film, 2003 at a time.
Oh, yeah.
And then give me Denzel Washington painting his masterpiece, murdering everybody, Man on Fire, 2004.
That's one of his favorite.
Fucking love that movie.
He always says that.
A man can be an artist in anything. Food, art. Shea Serrano's art is drafting movie runs. And he just painted his masterpiece.
Yes.
True.
I need this pick. I need the one guy on there where you see him and you're like, shit, this team can win the championship.
I don't know why Man on Fire isn't considered like fucking up there with like Goodfellas and shit, which is maybe my craziest opinion. I fucking love that movie, man.
Yeah,
he's so good in it.
That's the one they should have made a sequel to instead of The Equalizer.
Fucking A. They really should have.
Yeah.
I want to see Creasy all over the place.
We didn't see him die. He lived.
I'm 100% sure he lived. He's like drunk in Louisiana right now.
Somebody tweeted there's a prequel to Training Day in the works. And they were thinking it's going to be, is it John David Washington?
Yeah, John David Washington.
Is that true, you think? Because that would be fucking sick. And he'd be a perfect.
It's supposed to be around the Rodney King riots.
Put him in it. I don't care.
He'd be so great.
He can looks do his just dad. Like Denzel. Every now and then on Ballers, he'll do Denzel moves.
The only good thing about Ballers. Boy, that show sucks now.
Whoa, really? Yeah. What happened?
Oh, my God.
It's bad.
We don't have enough time.
Kind of Time's crazy. Isn't that the devil's jumping spirits that ends up in a cat?
No, that's not Out of Time.
No, that's
Fallen.
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 Out of Time is when he's with Sanaa Lathan and he's trying to figure out. It's one of those like we're running out of time movies.
Okay.
Everything's closing in on me and I have to figure my way out of this. It's great. It's just Denzel fucking all gas, no brakes. my car engine is on fire and I've got to get to the finish line.
No brakes.
All right.
And then my last pick,
and this is going to be one that I have to do like for my people.
Yeah.
And none of y'all are allowed to argue it.
You mean authors.
I don't mean authors. I mean you got brown eyes, brown hair.
Yep.
Your last name ends in a vowel. Or an S or a Z. Give me Antonio Banderas. Give me Antonio Banderas. 1993, Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
It's Tom Hanks and Denzel. We've got three of our picks in there. Of Love and Shadows, a very important movie when you're growing up.
Stop. What?
A very important movie when you're a 12-year-old, 13-year-old boy and you're like, wow, that's what sex looks like.
Is he hitting the skins
that's
in
what
it?
I'm going to look like.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to look like Antonio Banderas having sex. All right, cool.
Every time.
Interview with a Vampire.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Armand. Miami Rhapsody, which is like, we'll skip that one.
I like that one.
Oh, you did? Okay, thank you.
What a weird world.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
I like that one. It's campy. It's real weird.
Okay, cool. I feel better then. 95 Desperado. His best character.
Yeah, it's so good.
God damn it. Four Rooms, where that's one of those like interwoven.
I like Four Rooms.
Okay.
It's like a play, right?
Four
directors, right? Like that. It's like Tarantino, Robert Rodriguez, and all them.
Yeah. And then the last one in 95 is Assassins. He did Desperado and Assassins in the same year.
That's pretty bad.
And it's him versus Sylvester Stallone, and they're assassins. And there's a great scene in there when they're in a like a cab, and they're separated by glass, and they're both trying to shoot each other, and it's great.
Oh, one in the front, one's in the back?
Yeah. And it's bulletproof glass. And then Banderas is trying to get Stallone to do what he wants him to do, and he can't shoot through the glass, and there's a soccer game going on, and he's like, all right. And he shoots the soccer ball out of the – it goes up in the air, and he's going to start shooting kids. And Stallone's like, okay, you win. He's so evil in this movie. But again, very underappreciated actor.
I think he is too.
He can do 100 different things in 100 different ways. I love him. I want him on my team.
You got him on your team.
My team is crushing everybody's right now.
I've told the story on here before, but just so you know, I once made out through Philadelphia.
Yes.
It was in a long distance relationship. We hadn't seen each other.
Wow.
It's like the Seinfeld thing, and put Philadelphia on and fucking made out through it. And then at the end, started paying attention again, and I wept for 15 minutes in front of her.
What a perfect date.
It was pretty good, actually. Yeah. All right. I'm going to make my final pick really quick, and shit. All right, I'm going to take...
See, I can tell y'all didn't do your research right now because everybody's on their phone
or
computer. I have all my shit written out.
Listen.
I always make 20 choices just in case like 15 get picked.
All right, De Niro, starting with Casino. Then he made Heat. Then he made The Fan.
Yeah.
Then he made Sleepers.
Sleepers is fucking amazing.
Sleepers is fucking crazy.
The Fan is a tough pick, but go ahead.
I kind of like The Fan. Then he made Marvin's Room, Copland,
which I don't know
if it's a good movie,
but it's not a good movie.
I like Copland.
I thought it was good.
Jackie Brown, Wag the Dog.
Of course I like
it. And I fucking love Wag the Dog.
You should have stopped
at Jackie Brown. That would have been such a good
Wag the Dog, dude.
End point.
Wag the Dog is a good movie. Teaches you a lot.
Politics?
Like each one of y'all so far, I've said like at least three sentences that the listeners are going to hear, and they're going to go like, there's no way. There's no way Wild Wild West can win this.
There's no way Wag the Dog can win.
The Wag the Dog Hive.
There's no way.
It's going to come alive.
Let's see if Wild Wild West made more than your Antonio Banderas sex movie.
Wag the Dog, I'll put
that
up against
that
of
movie
Love
made $19,000 at the box office. Of Love and Shadows. Because I looked it up, like, did anybody else watch this? $19,000. It made less in the theater than Ian has made sitting on this couch right now recording this podcast.
Wild Wild West, the terrible movie you guys hate, made $222 million worldwide.
Okay. Iggy Azalea sold a lot of records, too. It don't mean anything.
Yeah. Lockheed Martin makes a ton of money every year, but.
All right. My last?
Yes.
All right.
Wrap her up.
I'm going to wrap it up with this gal had a 3-movie run.
Okay.
That, to me, are all absolutely perfect movies.
Wow, I can't wait to hear what this is.
Mean Girls, The Notebook,
all right.
And Wedding Crash.
Rachel McAdams, baby. Yeah, that's a good pick.
Those three movies.
Oh, that's a good pick.
Yeah.
Finishing out with Tom Cruise and Rachel McAdams, like you're back in the game. All right. You might sneak away with a win for
those
this
three
one.
Movies, to me, are phenomenal. And I mean, The Notebook's not a romantic comedy. It's just a fucking romantic-ass movie.
It's a romantic movie.
But I cried like a baby.
Put that on a plane.
Get me a couple in on a plane.
Uh-huh.
Going to Portland, especially.
They'll land it in San Francisco because you're crying so hard.
Sorry.
Shay's got to leave. Bring your final pick. Just say it real quick.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my first and second pick is 2 Robin Williams runs. It is starting with
Hook.
You only have one left.
Oh, okay. Hook, 1991.
Yes.
We're not counting voices, but Ferngully, Aladdin, Toys, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Amazing.
Yeah.
We're counting voices.
Strong,
okay. Fucking strong
great run. Finish.
Yeah. Strong
finish.
Thank you.
Oh, look at Aladdin, Doubtfire. Shay Serrano, thank you so much for joining us on AFE.
I'm one for one on championships on AFE.
We'll see what the listeners do. We'll do it for this one.
We'll see what they have to say about Of Love and Shadows. Your book is called Movies and Other Things. It's available right now. Cop that shit. I can't recommend it more. It's been such a treasure having you here. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, bro.
You got to fucking rush off and do like more.
Great deal of fun. This is a great deal of fun.
More press shit.
You're a coveted gentleman. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Come back anytime and get your ass handed to you again by me and my basic picks. All right. So Shay Serrano had to rush off because He literally just put out a book. Mm-hmm. The last two were New York Times bestsellers. This one's probably going to be too. So he has a very demanding press schedule. But we decided if we did that, the episode would only be like an hour long.
It might have even been a we've never done one under an hour, I don't think.
I don't think we have.
Maybe like way early on.
His time demands were more pressing than Corden's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you
good
know.
Boundaries.
Good boundaries.
I love that on an author.
Yeah. Yeah. I do too. Yeah. So we just wanted to talk about just things in general, I guess.
Well, yeah, things we left on the board. And also the recap is always fun.
So I'll do the recap first.
That's such a hard read. Did you write them all down?
I tried.
Thank you, Ian.
Shay went first. Somebody is going to be really, and he took Omar Epps with Juice, the program, Major League 2 and Higher Learning, and then Julia Roberts from 1997 through 2000, which I think started with My Best Friend's Wedding and went to The Runaway Bride or something like that. Anyway. Then Daniel Kaluuya, Sicario, Get Out, Black Panther, Widows, and then Queen and Slim, which isn't even out yet, but you can bank on that, dude. Then Denzel with Titans, Remember the Titans, Training Day, John Q, Out of Time, Man on Fire, or Man in Fuego, if you will.
And then, Mujer en Fuego.
That's a woman on
hombre.
Fire.
Damn
hombre.
Damn it.
On well, fuego. Women can be on fire. See? I've been around at
this
least
girl is
a couple.
On fire.
Whoa, a lot of equality in here.
And then Antonio Banderas, Philadelphia, Of Love and Shadows, Interview with the Vampire, which, okay.
Well, I like Interview with the Vampire.
I mean, it's better than Of Love and Shadows. Miami Rhapsody, Desperado.
That means anything is out the side of your mouth.
I haven't even seen that one, though. That's why I can't comment
it's
fully.
Really bad. It's
Four
nothing.
Rooms and then Assassins.
Yep.
I went second. I took Harrison Ford, and his run was, let me find it so I can.
This is so hard to read.
Okay, Empire Strikes Back, Raiders of the Lost fucking Ark, Blade Runner, Return of the Jedi, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, and then Witness. Fucking good run, man.
Can I get a witness?
And then Shay backed me into taking Jennifer Lopez, who Selena, Anaconda, U-Turned, Out of Sight, and Ants.
That's
which,
great.
That was even good movies in there.
I like it.
And then John Cazale, The Godfather, The Conversation, Godfather Part 2, Dog Day Afternoon, The Deer Hunter. Third, I went, Leonardo DiCaprio with The Wolf of Wall Street, The Revenant, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And then finish it off with De Niro, Casino, Heat, The Fan, Sleepers, Marvin's Room, Copland, Jackie Brown, Wag the Dog.
Heat.
Barry Levinson, David Mamet wrote the script. Dustin Hoffman, you know what I mean? Robert De Niro. I like it. It's a
like
good
it was
movie.
Designed in a lab to be a great movie.
Yeah, it really does. Sean, you went third. You took the Tom Hanks run.
Yeah.
The iconic Tom Hanks run.
So stupid that those were all in a row.
Do you want to? I didn't even.
Yeah. I got them right. Yeah, same. League of Their Own, Sleepless in Seattle, Philadelphia, Forrest Gump, Apollo 13, Toy Story, That Thing You Do, Saving Private Ryan, You've Got Mail, Toy Story 2, The Green Mile, Castaway, Road to Perdition, Catch Me If You Can.
That's great.
Those were all.
Then you took Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I got
from
those.
Bloodsport to Nowhere to Run, and those were.
Yep. Oh, I could say, yeah, Bloodsport, Black Eagle, Cyborg, Kickboxer, Lionheart, Death Warrant, Double Impact, Universal Soldier, Nowhere to Run.
All right.
This is so dang.
It's a real up and down draft for you. And then Corey Feldman.
Yeah, I threw the Feldman in there.
Ridiculous. And that was,
the Corey Feldman, Gremlins, Friday the 13th, A New Beginning, Goonies, Stand By Me. I could have just started at Goonies. Goonies, Stand By Me, Lost Boys, License to Drive, The Burbs, Dream a Little Dream, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Top Gun, and then you went Tom Cruise, Legend, Top Gun, Color of Money, Cocktail, Rain Man, Born on the 4th of July, Days of Thunder.
Does it.
That cut it off.
Yep.
There was another Tom Cruise run you could have done.
Yeah, I had my second.
I had it, A Few Good Men, The Firm, Interview with the Vampire, Mission Impossible, Jerry Maguire, Eyes Wide Shut.
That's the one I was
looking
at.
That's why I was asking, because in my mind, I was like, I'm going to bookend this motherfucker with Tom Cruise. But I didn't.
Because with Rachel McAdams, three movies. It was Mean Girls.
Mean Girls, The Notebook, and Wedding Crashers.
Bree, you went last. You took Steve Martin from 89 to 91.
Good call.
Father of the Bride, L.A. Story, My Blue Heaven, Parenthood.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Little Shop of Horrors, Three Amigos.
Yeah, girl.
Then you took Jim Carrey from 94 to 99, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, The Mask, Dumb and Dumber, Batman Forever, Ace Ventura 2, When Nature Calls, The Cable Guy, Liar Liar, The Truman Show, Man on the Moon.
Man.
Then you went Will Smith, Independence Day, Men in Black, EOTS.
No, Bad Boys, Independence Day.
Oh, Bad Boys.
Men in Black.
One.
Enemy of the State.
Enemy of the State.
Wild, Wild West. I say it proudly.
One.
Wow. Wow, such production value. $222 million. Wow. Legend of Bagger Vance, golf movie, clutch, so important.
Tin Cup is a golf movie. Let's just fucking be clear here.
And Legend of Bagger Vance is the second important
golf movie.
It's a drama
where they
time.
Play golf sometimes.
Ali, Men in Black 2, very good, entertaining
right,
for everyone,
right.
And Bad Boys 2,
I love
the,
right,
the best.
Yeah.
Bad Boys 2.
Whatever it takes to get me anywhere close to Bad Boys 2, I'll
that's
go on that walk with
say.
You.
That was a, yeah, the journey was worth it. And then finish off with Bill Murray, Little Shop of Horrors, Scrooge, Ghostbusters 2.
What about Bob?
What about
Groundhog
Bob?
Day.
Oh, my God.
Mad Dog and Glory, Ed Wood, Kingpin.
Mm-hmm. Groundhog Day is such a good fucking
and
movie.
Then I threw down Robin Williams right at the end. Many, many picks, but I chose starting with Hook.
I love Hook.
Yeah.
Love Hook.
My dad looks like Hoffman in that.
Fern Gully, Aladdin, Toys, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all.
Toys, though.
Toys
I
was
love
the one.
Toys.
Really?
It was, love if it. I remember right, it was really fun and weird, but I was a child. That was the one with LL Cool J where he was like a general.
Also, Joan Cusack was in there.
You love Joan Cusack.
I like the music is. Mother's Ball, Mark's Mother's Ball.
Oh yeah,
and it's creepy, weird. It kind of looks Tim Burton-y.
It does feel Tim Burton-y.
Yeah, I don't know. It was one of my like go to daytime movies when I was a kid.
All right.
So what's on the board?
I left some good stuff on the board.
So many shitty movies. You got to stand by your shit. I love shitty movies.
I thought Reese Witherspoon had a great three movie
about,
run with Pleasantville, Cruel Intentions, and Election.
Yes,
dude. Election is such a gnarly. Good movie.
I regret not going the Shay, like the passion route. Yeah. I was looking for length of length.
I went, before you got here, he fucking dunked on me for going with obvious picks. And he's right.
Got in your head.
But I'm right too.
Yeah,
both right. I think like doing the passion three movie, I mean, that's what you want. Yeah,
well, sure. I mean, you look at like, there was like, God damn it.
Winona Ryder was someone I had on here. She had like some cool run, like both in the early 90s and late 90s. Oh, yeah. All my favorite legacy actresses take some trash now and then.
We were talking about this right before we jumped back in and started recording again. And your theory.
Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
Susan Sarandon, Toni Collette, Annette Bening, like all of our working babes, they get paid maybe less at the beginning of their careers. Yep. Got to take some trash, you know? Mm-hmm. They also maybe, you know, more flexible, less, I don't know.
Yeah, it was tough because there weren't a lot of runs. There were like back to back maybe, but that just had to go more than two.
When they make great movies, they also have to like, I mean, there's the curse of the
one
best
for me,
actress
one for
nominee.
Them. Oh, sure.
For winner, which is like they win that award and then like price themselves out of movies because they have an Oscar and then like don't get cast in good movies anymore.
Yeah.
But they get fucked by the system. So yeah, like Meryl. There'll be like a great movie, and then there'll be some shitty movie, and then like there'll be another amazing movie.
Yeah,
You know, and women, it's, I don't know if this is totally it, but you know, women, like, you gotta be sexy, you gotta be, you know, a mom sometimes, and it's hard to come back from that stuff. It's really hard to choose roles to be the. To be the person who's going to fill all the
there's some
things
runs I didn't
that Hollywood
take,
needs.
Cate Blanchett had Return of the King, Ooh, The Life Aquatic, and The Aviator.
Yes, she did.
Bang, bang, bang. Nicole Kidman had Practical Magic, Eyes Wide Shut, Moulin Rouge, and then The Others.
The Kidman.
Yes.
Four in a row, which was a pretty good run.
Did you just get in a fight with someone the other night defending Nicole Kidman?
No.
Somebody did
that
the other.
That doesn't sound like me.
Somebody got so mad the
I
other
like
night.
I like Nicole Kidman.
I love her.
It wasn't me.
No, it was a woman who was, anyway.
She's tall and cool, and I like that. She looks like my best friend.
Julie Roberts had another run, Steel Magnolias, Pretty Woman, Flatliner, Sleeping with the Enemy.
Ooh.
Which was decent.
I mean, there was a Molly Ringwald, 16 Candles, Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink. Three.
Oh, I mean, that's
just
big
defining
three.
Ass movies right there. Like those movies needed to happen for so many of my current favorite movies.
John C. Reilly has a lot of good runs.
Shit.
I was thinking,
he
like,
did. Yeah.
But like he also takes a lot of stinkers, right?
Sure
and
does.
He did a lot of alt comedy back in the day.
Yeah. Sure did.
I kept looking for like digital short, and I'm like, no, that was just some movie he was in.
Julianne Moore is the other person that I would have taken
Julianne
for sure,
Moore.
But she takes a
I couldn't
lot
find
of
a right
indie.
Run.
Yeah. So my pick for her would be The Shipping News, Far From Heaven, and The Hours.
I've heard of The Hours.
Good.
That's it.
Shipping News was a good book too.
Read,
Adam
bro.
Sandler did Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, Bulletproof, The Wedding Singer, Waterboy, Big Daddy.
He sure did.
Yeah.
I just was like, I'm picking too many clowns, but those were so good.
One other one I would have taken, Brad Pitt, Ocean's 13, The Assassin of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford, Burn After Reading, Benjamin Button, and then Inglourious Bastards.
Yeah, I had
I have a soft spot for Benjamin Button for some reason.
I'd never seen it because it looked like one of those, you
it's
know.
It's fucking weird, but yeah. You're not going to be mad you watched it, I don't think.
You know what a good one is? Huh. Listen to this one. Is Danny McBride. So The Foot Fist Way, that was like his first
that
movie.
That was right.
Foot Fist Way, Hot Rod, Superbad, Heartbreak Kid, Drillbit Taylor's kind of a stinker, but it was okay. Then Pineapple Express and Tropic Thunder.
What's Heartbreak Kid?
It was Bennett. So he was just like the the cousin in that, but it was one with Ben Stiller and Maylene Ackerman, where they go on like some tropical vacation and you don't know what it is. Jerry Stiller's in it.
I don't remember.
Ben Stiller owns a sporting goods store in San Francisco. Jerry Stiller's his dad in real life.
That detail certainly wasn't going to do it. If I don't remember the island.
it's funny. But Danny McBride is in it, but that was like, because Shay even brought it up, like, were they even close to a part of the movie?
Yeah.
Like, barely. So it's tricky.
But him and Hot Rod is the best. I've been drinking green tea all goddamn
so
day.
So funny.
You're going to bring the devil out of me?
He's so funny.
Oh, man.
Funny.
Kathy Bates.
Ooh,
I mean,
I tried to find one for her, too.
She gets messy. You know, she takes some stuff. I would have maybe taken Titanic Primary Colors The Water Boy for Kathy Bates.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, she was in Titanic, huh?
She sure was.
Yeah,
yeah,
this
so
was,
there's some good stuff on the... Well, Shay was fantastic.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, I love it when somebody...
Yeah.
Fucking gives a shit and gets it done. Like,
we got to get Shay in here for more than 45 minutes next time.
I mean, that was, it was, I was stoked.
I want
though.
Him
Glad
to pick something else. I mean, what an assassin he was.
Yeah, I
want to, I want him in like a more imaginative space.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was spectacular.
Fantastic picks. We want to hear yours.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you got anything coming up, Bree? You got anything?
You
got
to see Faded every Friday.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you what, that's a really good comedy show that I run with you. And also, I run a monthly show called High Priestess, which is coming in the same space that Faded's at.
Tight.
And I'll be at the Portland Pacific Northwest Pacific Crest Comedy Festival.
Oh.
Which is a new joint that our homie Kirsten Koopenbender and some homies from the Bridgetown Comedy Festival moved to back. Like one or two of the operating people. I don't want to say they're connected at all,
mm-hmm.
but it's a new thing. Should
I didn't
cool.
know that.
Yeah.
Pacific Crest Comedy Festival?
Pacific Crest Comedy Festival. I believe me, Caitlin Weyerhaeuser, and Derek Sheen are the main headliners. So
those are three very funny
people.
Just a fun
weekend in Portland.
Shout out to Derek.
Portland.
Send Derek
yeah.
some good vibes, everybody, if you know Derek.
Yeah.
Aww,
he's
bless
having
him.
A rough time. So yeah, do
all
that.
Right.
You got anything coming up? Watch the Late Late Show with James Corden.
Watch the Late Late Show. Just meditate on how I recently won an Emmy. And
I do. It's on my vision board.
Yeah. That not really. What nothing I can know.
No, yeah. I just wanted to check. You know, nobody ever asks
so.
You. No one.
Aww.
It's like nobody cares you. About you. So, and happy birthday yesterday.
Thank you very much.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Birthday King.
Tier T5.
Me and the King just sat, ate buffalo wings, and watched Seinfeld.
Glorious.
Perfect.
You boys.
Yeah, so send us yours at AllFantasyPod on Twitter, AllFantasyPodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
Shout out to everyone who holds us down on the Patreon.
Seriously, hey, I got to quit my job. So
yeah.
that is what I do now.
That's
so,
all.
Seriously, thank you.
We love you for that. Shout out to everyone on the AFE subreddit, down with us from day one. Shout out again to super producer Marissa on the ones and twos. Shout out to Say Sue Carmel. Shout out to Sid the Dude. Shout out to Haji Beats. Shout out to Frankie Ocean. Man, shout out to the Pacific Ocean.
Shout out to the Indian Ocean, dude.
Not a lot
yeah.
of play that
not
yeah.
enough.
Ocean.
Definitely
yeah.
not enough.
Not a lot of people
Ocean?
Even know where it is.
Shout out to Billy Ocean. Shout out to Billy, Billy
shout out
Blakes.
To shout out to Ocean Howell, old
Billy
skateboarder
Zane.
From the 90s. It was on Birdhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to the 90s, dude.
Shout out. They're back. What do you mean? Today?
The dream of them is
they're
alive
back,
in Portland.
Dude.
Shout out to Portland. We'll have been there last weekend.
Yeah, if you can travel back in time, meet us to get chicken wings around like 1 o'clock on Saturday.
Finna be happening.
It's going to happen
Ooh,
hard, dude.
Fried pickles.
I'm going to get a lot of stuff.
Saturday is going to be a very silly
I might
day.
Even get a beer there.
I've taken to doing it. It's a fun little afternoon.
I've taken to doing it.
But more important than all that, tune in again next week for another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Shaklackety.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Should we have Marissa do a shaklackety?
Yeah.
Marissa, please.
Double shaklackety?
Come on over.
Yeah. All right.
I'll set you up again.
Tune in again next week for another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Shiklackety.
Yeah.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.